Stand and circle. Yeah!
The Abstract Athlete Podcast, where art and sports collide. Welcome, everyone. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Abstract Athlete Podcast. Stop by our website, theabstractathlete.com, and our social media platforms, and check out our product lines, news, and upcoming events. And make sure to listen to the two other podcasts on the Abstract Athlete Network, the Abstract Doctors Podcast and the Abstract Veterans Podcast. Cannot tell you how excited I am about the podcast today, as I get to speak with photographer, Hall of Fame pitcher, five-time Cy Young Award winner, and World Series champion, Randy Johnson. Make sure to follow Randy on Instagram at RJ51Photos, and do yourself a favor and visit his website, RJ51Photos, and check out his incredible photos. Also want to mention, Randy currently has an exhibition of his photographs titled Storytelling with Photographs at the Scottsdale Center for Performing Arts in Scottsdale, Arizona. It ends April 28th. If you are in the area, make sure to visit. And I want to make sure to thank Brian Passy for helping coordinate this podcast. Let's welcome Randy Johnson. Well, I appreciate your time, brother. Like, I know we chatted a little bit on Instagram because I think I told you I'm a painter by nature, but I've been getting into photography, so I think I reached out to you initially just because I'm starting to get into that space. So, Anyways, I'm starting to record it, by the way. Whatever time you have, man, I just appreciate it. But thank you, and I want to say, first of all, congratulations on your exhibition at Scottsdale.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, the photography thing has started way back in college. I studied photojournalism at USC while I was playing baseball there. So that was really the, groundwork of when I really started enjoying photography to the next level, because I got to shoot for the college newspaper and work in a dark room and understand the whole process, and got access to things because I was working for the college newspaper. Got to go to some concerts because the college would do some reviews on the concert, so they needed a picture, obviously. And I already loved music, but now I had a passion for photography and music, and now both of them were intertwined. So that never left me. And then when I retired, I just really started going and doing more things with my camera. I had more opportunities, especially because the success that I had in baseball opened some doors. I met a lot of people along the way. And so the exhibit really came about because the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame worked for the Arizona Diamondbacks here. And when I, retired, I took a couple years off after retirement, and then was doing whatever they basically asked me to do, go to the minor leagues and watch the kids throw, do some meet and greets, come to spring training. But the head public relations department was headed up by a gentleman by the name of Josh Rashowitz, and he's the president of the Hall of Fame. And I probably messed up his last name. I'm sure he's going to get on me. Then when he went on to be the president of the Hall of Fame, he knew I was a photographer, and asked if I was interested in having an exhibit. And by this time, I had traveled to Africa about five or six times, had a really nice portfolio of a lot of things from various locations in Africa that I had been posting on my social media. And so when he asked me if I wanted to do that, I thought, wow, what a great opportunity. I'm getting called up to the major leagues, if you will, you know?
Yep.
I really took it very seriously, picked out about 30 of my favorite photos from 6 different visits to Africa, and then got them enlarged and framed and then all crated from Arizona to Cooperstown, New York, and got there last year, 2023, in the end of March, and we had an April opening, and it was the first time that I had ever had an exhibit, first time I ever saw my work to that scale and on the wall, and it was really pretty cool, you know? It was really nice, other than seeing, you know, the small little thumbnail of your picture.
It's interesting, because I was a baseball player as well. I actually played against one of your former teammates growing up, Ken Griffey Jr., who I know is also a photographer. But it's interesting, isn't it, when you have that vulnerability of an exhibition compared to the vulnerability of an athlete? You know, that feeling of being in that space and having all these people not look at you, but look at your photographs, which is you, an extension of you.
Well, I think, you know, baseball, I was a little bit more comfortable between the lines pitching, because you can't fool anybody.
Yep.
They know when you pitch good, and you know when you pitch good, and they know when you pitch bad, and obviously so on. And so there's no sugarcoating that. The photography thing, you know, I've been shooting for about 40 years just for fun, but I've shot a lot of concerts. I've had access to some of the biggest bands in the world, and I've traveled around the world. And so I have gotten to a nice portfolio of photography. And really, when I post something, that's subjective. I can't convince you that it's a great photograph.
Right.
It's just what it is, what it is. It's something that caught my eye, and all I'm trying to do is share it with you. Someone may have a picture exactly like that or pretty close to that and think, well, you're not doing anything more than I'm doing. So what I've really understood all along was baseball was my livelihood, and photography is an art that is really subjective, and you either like it, or you kind of do, or you don't, or you kind of don't. You know, it's kind of, it's really a gray area, and I just enjoy sharing my work, and that's really how the exhibit in Cooperstown came about. And then it ran its course 7 months.
Yep.
And while it was running its course, some friends here in Arizona were looking to see if we could keep it going after Cooperstown, maybe somewhere local here where I live in Arizona, and we could bring it back home. And more, you know, of my fans locally here would get an opportunity to see it. And so it worked out great that I had a meeting, you know, about 3 months before it was going to end in Cooperstown, and the meeting was in Old Scottsdale, where the Scottsdale Performing Arts is, and there was an exhibit going on in there, but we walked in there, and I was proposed an offer of, you know, putting 30 pieces of whatever I chose from Africa in this room, in my own gallery, and it was similar to what was in the in Cooperstown. We shot for a certain opening there, and I had it. It was about a month ago now, and it's been well received. It's been updated from the one that I had in Cooperstown, because last year in August I went to Africa for 3 weeks. So before this exhibit opened here in Scottsdale, I was able to take 10 photos out and replace them with 10 newer photos that I really thought were a scale up, if you will, because of things that presented themselves in my trip. Just really was went super well with my guides, and I had photos that I was, you know, hoping to get that I didn't have in the past, so I was able to present those. And that's where we're at now. And this will run until about April 28th, April 29th. And so it's, you know, much shorter exhibit. It's about 2 months compared to about the 6 or 7 in Cooperstown. And then I'm going to be opening up a third exhibit, but the third exhibit will be getting announced tomorrow, I believe, by a local hotel here in downtown Phoenix.
Okay.
So I'll let them officially announce it tomorrow. But it will consist of some of my rock and roll photography, which a lot of people have been really wanting to see more of. And it will consist of a lot more travel, landscape photography, and a little bit of Africa. And so the first two, you know, areas of that photography exhibit with the concert photography and the travel, none of that has really been printed and framed and put on a wall to the scale that anybody and everybody, and myself included, is going to see.
Yep.
All I've ever seen, most of my rock and roll photography has only been on like social media. and the biggest image I've ever seen it on is on my laptop or my desktop computer. So I'm really excited about seeing, you know, about 11 or 12 concert pictures and about, 15 travel pictures and then some Africa stuff. And so basically there's going to be about 51 photographs, ironically enough. That's my jersey number. And I'm really excited about seeing stuff that I have not seen enlarged, framed, and on a wall in that capacity. So it's going to be something new for me as well.
First of all, like, I love your photographs. That's the reason why I originally reached out to you. And I look at your work a lot because you do a bunch of different things, and you're kind of touching on it there where you're finally being able to show. First of all, I'm jealous the fact that you got to shoot Soundgarden, because that's like my band. But like, you, do you have a favorite thing you like to photograph? Because again, and I don't mean to touch on what I'm doing, but like, because I feel like in some way the reason why I reached out to you is because of this real kind of addiction to photography that I'm having. I drove out to Wyoming 20 years ago, which kind of opened up my fascination for landscape photography. And,
right.
But I've been like the last couple years, and I actually literally just bought a Nikon Z8 the other day and a new lens. And I'm starting to get really interested in wildlife photography. This is leading me to the question of, because you photograph so many different things, which truly, truly fit into this idea of what your exhibition is called, which is storytelling through photographs, do you have a favorite thing that you like to shoot? Or is it just all of it?
I really just think I enjoy being in the moment of wherever I'm at.
Yep.
You know, wherever I'm at has been planned. You know, if I'm going to a concert, I knew I was going to a concert that day, so I'm looking forward to it. And I enjoy music, and I enjoy putting the two together. If I'm going on a vacation or to do some photography or traveling, or if I'm just driving from Phoenix to California, I know I'm going to be doing these things, so I'm prepared and looking forward to hopefully having a opportunity to take pictures. So everything's kind of, just basically in the moment. You know, if I'm going to a concert, I shoot concert pictures. If I'm traveling, you know, somewhere overseas, then I know I'm going there, and that's, you know, travel photography. So I just don't really have a favorite subject to shoot. I enjoy music. I enjoy travel, and, you know, I enjoy shooting, you know, sports, but they're motor sports. You know, I wish I could shoot more Formula One racing. I enjoy that. I enjoy shooting NHRA drag racing. I think that's pretty powerful, and it's amazing.
I think we have a mutual friend, Tony Mandrich, and I think you actually shot an NHRA event with him once, didn't you? I think he said he did.
I might have, but my friend in Las Vegas has been doing that for 40 years, yeah. And that's his livelihood, and he has gotten me connected there. So whenever he comes to Phoenix, or I go possibly to Vegas, they have races in Vegas and Pomona.
Yeah.
I've shot there before. I know Tony does a lot more modeling and studio stuff, but I'm not into that. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I've never really gotten it. That's just a different facet of photography.
Yep.
But yeah, I just bring my camera everywhere and anywhere I go, and you know.
The Abstract Athlete Get Stacked Paint and Puzzle Kit. Creative exercise designed in collaboration with former Ohio State Buckeye and NFL player Percy King. Create art as exercise for the mind. Order one of our art kits today, available at theabstractathlete.com, beginagaintoys.com, or on Amazon. The Abstract Athlete, where art and sport collide. Did you bring your camera with you when you played? And the reason why I asked this, I'm a professor and I started a class called Art and Athletics, and I actually work with a lot of student athletes, a lot of baseball players, and I'm always encouraging the student athletes when they travel to either bring a sketchbook, you know, to do something creative or to photograph, you know, like what maybe you would have done. Is that something you did, was it kind of more off-season stuff?
Well, I think, no, I didn't do much photography while I was playing baseball, and I just don't think, for whatever reason, I don't have an answer. I've been asked a million times because when people started realizing that I've done photography going all the way, so you're either thinking that I've just started photography because you're just getting wind of it now, or you realize based on following me and me posting pictures from the 80s that are my photographs he's been doing it since
that's
the 80s,
me. That's
since college.
Yeah.
But I wish I had done more photography when I was playing baseball. I think about it all the time, but it just didn't happen. It wasn't one of those things that I was more interested in, you know, trying to be better in baseball at the time. I really didn't pick up my camera much while I was playing until during the off season when I would walk around Seattle or what have you. So it wasn't something that I was doing a lot during the baseball season. But had I done that, well, yeah, I probably would have had a lot of amazing pictures and moments that a lot of our photographers might not have been able to capture, because I would have been right there, right at the perfect moment of celebration or whatever, you know, or whatever it might have been. But it is what it is. And the things that I enjoy shooting, you know, I've come a long ways in those fields. Rock photography, I feel I've gotten better and I've gotten more, you know, access over the years. And so that lends to, you know, creativity and better pictures that people want to see. And my travel started off just like anybody, bringing a camera and going on vacation and staying up late at night to try to keep all the tourists out of your photo. And now when I go, you know, I'm going because that's where I want to go. And I've done research on it or I've been there before. It's an exciting place to be, to see the people and food and to see the sights and just to get some amazing pictures.
Yep, you're talking my language. I'm getting ready to go back up to Yellowstone in the beginning of May and hopefully shoot some wolves again, because I got really lucky last year with wolves and bison and stuff. And it's like, for me, like why I really resonate with that storytelling is because you're sitting there and you're seeing something that you're capturing that moment. Like that's the only time that moment's captured. And like, there's something like really poetic about that. I don't know. Like that's why I've started gravitating towards photography. Even though I'm a painter, photography like really filtrates into my painting ideas. Like, you know, I know we're running out of time, and thank you again for doing this.
Sure.
Like, what is like, do you have, I don't want to say like people that like you are inspirations like in the photography world that like you look at, or do you, I know I've read something that you have had like, I don't want to say a lot of help, but you've had a lot of photographer friends like really kind of bring you into the space.
Yeah. I mean, You know, for example, you know, John Suhu, he is the Los Angeles Dodgers and Lakers, and he's been photographing for 45 years professionally, and, you know, primarily sports. But when I was at USC, he was the chief photographer, the head photographer at the Daily Trojan. So that's how I met him. You know, I went in and said, hey, you know, I got a camera. I'd like to be a, you know, photographer for the Daily Trojan. So that's how basically how I met him, really. And then he went on and did great things with his camera, being a sports photographer, shooting Olympics and World Series and Super Bowls and the Dodgers and the Lakers. And we stayed in touch. You know, I would come in and pitch against the Dodgers and see him. And so I've talked to him a lot about photography, and he's one of my better friends as a photographer. And then, you know, when I was playing baseball, there was actually a, another photographer who's well known in the industry. And his name's Michael Zagaris, and he's in his late 70s, I guess, or mid 70s. And he's been doing it for 55 years, you know, what have you. And but the cool thing about him was, is when I was with the Seattle Mariners for 10 years, we would come down and play the Oakland A's. He was always there. He was always, you know, accessible to talk photography and sports. But he doesn't just have a catalog on the Oakland Raiders from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, or the 49ers when they were winning the Super Bowls, or the Oakland A's, or the Giants. He also goes all the way back to the Haight-Ashbury time, the late 60s, the early 70s, shooting the Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, Iggy Pop, the Stones. You name it. He's got books on sports. He's got books on rock photography and everything that he has shot. And he was shooting film. He was shooting digital. So I would say of all the people that I've met, he's probably been the most inspirational, because he can kind of, I can kind of relate to what he shoots. I don't shoot baseball. I have no interest in that. I played it all my life, but I get what he does, and I enjoy where he's been, you know, from a concert standpoint, the concerts, because like I said, my first passion, you know, baseball 1A and music 1B, you know, and just talking about music. And then, you know, he's got some amazing stories when he's taking these pictures. You know, he's getting to, he knows the musicians, because that's what you got. You got to meet these musicians back in the late 60s and 70s, and they weren't as isolated as they are now, you know, or closed off. And so, yeah, a couple of those photographers have been instrumental, and they're good friends. And I just had them at my opening.
That's awesome.
Here in Scottsdale. But there's a lot of other photographers over the years that, you know, in different genres, you know, whether it is rock photography, maybe that's all they shoot is rock photography. You know, I've met some photographers that that's all they've done. And, you know, sports photographers, you know, most photographers, I think, like me, you know, they just like to shoot a lot of everything. And I think it's just like playing sports. When I talk to a parent, a young kid, try to play as many sports as you can.
Absolutely.
Because you get better. You use different muscles in different sports. And
the specialization of sports is like really, really, really bad now. I agree.
Yeah,
like I played quarterback.
You develop so much quicker and so much greater, and you just use your mind in a different way when you're playing basketball opposed to football or baseball, and different muscles. And I think that can all be beneficial, just like shooting all kinds of different things. If you're always shooting one thing, well, then you're going to be great at it. And there's nothing wrong with that,
Randy.
But
and that's
kind of nice to go into a different and understand what someone else does and get, you know, good at it as well.
That's what I say to my students. I'm a singer, speaking of which, I'm a rock and roll singer, which I'm going to put some of my music to this episode. But I always say it's not just to have one creativity, have multiple things. Like you're talking about sports, like use your brain in different ways, paint, take photographs, write a song, write poetry, whatever. Like it just keeps, it's staying curious. That's what, again, like I think what's beautiful about your work is there is a curiosity that I think comes through in the fact of all these things that you're shooting. And like, this will be my last kind of question, because I know we're running out of time. Is perfect. Like, you have something that you just posted today on Instagram that is really cool. Like, you have a photograph you took of what it said is one of your favorite bands, Rush.
Right.
That is on a t-shirt, or I think it was it.
Oh, that was a merch poster.
And that has to be cool thing.
I posted the picture.
Yep.
And then, you know, they, as the band, liked it so much when they saw it that they wanted to make a merchandise poster out of it. And if I posted the picture, the raw picture, and then the poster itself was, the second picture on the post. And I just thought, you know, this is kind of cool. You know, yep. I don't, not trying to make a living or take people's jobs away from them, but it was just an opportunity that presented itself. And a lot of these musicians see that I'm not that bad at photography, but, you know, I also understand.
And they're huge baseball fans. They're huge.
Yeah,
baseball.
I'm not trying to take someone's job away because most of my favorite bands, they already have photographers within their circle. And I'm not trying to, I just want to take some pictures and as well. And, they had a need at the time for stuff like that. And the same as Soundgarden, you know, I played in Seattle for 10 years and, you know, I got to know those guys great. And I went on a lot of tours and took pictures of them and got great exposure or great access. And they made a couple of t-shirts, if you will, with some of my images, you know, on their t-shirts. So I just thought that was kind of cool, you know, didn't want anything. It was nice enough for them to allow me to come on their bus and be on their stage when they were performing and be in their circle, if you will, and do what I love doing.
What a great band. And I hope you get to shoot Tool sometime, because they're in that general vicinity, or at least Maynard is. And that would make sense if you like Rush so much, like Tool.
Right.
I had a really interesting conversation with Maynard once. So, Randy, I'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much. We'll have this out in the next couple of days. I'll send this to Brian, and if you could post it, that would be awesome. But I do appreciate like you doing this, because again, I'm a fan of your photography. I was a baseball player growing up. Like, as I said, I used to play against Griff Jr. and played at Brett Tomko has been on the podcast and have had other baseball guys on here, but it's cool for me because again, I can take this back to my students and we can put this out in the world. And what we're trying to do is like, we're all more than what people think we are. Everybody obviously knows you as a Hall of Fame baseball pitcher, 5-time Cy Young Award winner, but you're a badass photographer and you're curious and you keep pushing the envelope in the best of ways. And I just appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it very much. I'm glad you noticed that. And I'm just having fun doing it. And I enjoy the ride that I'm on right now.
Absolutely, brother. Well, I appreciate it. Hopefully next time I'm out in Scottsdale, we can have a coffee sometime.
Sounds great.
Great. Brother, thank you so much. Have a great day. And congratulations again on your exhibit.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Bye, man. Well, that was just absolutely awesome. As a former baseball player, artist, and I guess aspiring photographer, it just doesn't get any better. It was so cool to hear Randy's backstory and really how he became attracted to photography. Again, like I've said many times on this podcast, we are all more than what people think or see. Randy is absolutely an amazing photographer, and his passion for photography is just so clear. It's just so cool to finally see him getting his work out in the world. Really look forward to following his journey, whether it's on Instagram or his website. Again, make sure to follow Randy on Instagram at rj51photos and check out his website, rj51photos. Also, just to remember, Randy currently has an exhibition up at the Scottsdale Center for Performing Arts in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's up until April 28th. If you are in the area, I highly recommend going. And again, thanks to Brian Passy for helping coordinate this podcast. Remember to listen to the two other podcasts on the Abstract Athlete Network and check out our website, theabstractathlete.com, and our social media platforms for updates, product lines, and upcoming events. Thank you for listening to the Abstract Athlete Podcast. We will see you next week. And as always, do not forget to exercise the body and do not forget to exercise the mind. Stay well out there.